Hello, everybody. You are listening to Randy Goggins II, and on this podcast, I'm telling you, it is going to be powerful. And I'm telling you, one word from God can change your entire life. And I'm just so excited that you're taking the moment, you're taking the opportunity out, and you're subscribing, you're downloading these podcasts, and we're getting so many testimonies about how these podcasts are a blessing to people. And today I want to talk to you about something special. It's about possessing your promised land. Possessing your promised land. I believe that there are people listening to me that God has a promise. God has a purpose that is locked on the inside of you. And I believe it's time for you to possess what is rightfully yours as a believer. And in the book, in the Bible, in the book of Numbers, chapter 33, verses 51 through 53, it says, "When you are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it." I want to let you know today, God has given you a promised land. It's a place flowing with milk and honey, where your every need can be met. It's a place where you can keep sin underfoot as you rule and reign with Christ. It's a place where no weapon that is formed against you can prosper or shall be able to prosper. And it's a place where you are seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers, and far from oppression. And you know, as you study the Word of God, as we study the Word of God, you'll find that's an accurate description of the kind of victory you should be experiencing in Christ. Not in the sweet by and by, not after you get to heaven, but let me tell you something right here and right now. I came to tell you this today, my friend. God wants you to receive your promised land, not after you leave this earth, but while you are living on this earth. And you may say today, yeah, that sounds nice in theory, but I'm dealing with reality here. My rent's due, and all I see is sickness and oppression and fear. This doesn't look like much of a promised land to me. And you know what? You can say that, but let me tell you, that's because you're still letting the devil live there. He's not going to just pack up and go home. You know, you just because God has promised you victory, the devil isn't going to leave. You have to kick him out. Did you hear what I just said? You have to kick him out. But don't let that scare you, because God has given you the power to do it. We have to remember what Jesus said. He said this in Luke chapter 10, verses 19. "Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." And so what's more, the devil is totally unarmed. Colossians chapter 2, verses 15 says this: "God disarmed the principalities and powers ranged against us and made a bold display and public example of them in triumphing over them in the cross." And that was found in the Amplified Bible there in Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And so let me tell you this, you have absolutely no reason to cower before the devil. Jesus defeated and disarmed him through his death, burial, and resurrection. The devil can't defeat you unless you let him. All he can do is make empty threats. But beware of this today. Empty threats can stop you cold if you believe them. Empty threats can stop you right in your tracks if you believe them. So do not believe the empty threats of the enemy. Believe the word of God instead. Use the word and the name of Jesus to drive the devil out of every last detail of your life. Do not let him dwell in your territory. Force him to pack up and go home and start possessing your promised land. I believe that there's people listening to me right now. You are getting ready to step into your promised land. I want to pray with you before I end this podcast. because this is the day where you begin to step into your promised land. Lord, I thank you for every person, every friend, every covenant partner that's downloaded and subscribed to this podcast episode today. And Lord, I ask that you begin to move and shift things in their life. Lord, let them realize the power that they have and that they have locked on the inside of themselves, the power to speak and things begin to happen. Lord, I just decree and declare it that it's not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit. And Lord, I ask you to move in their life in every area. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen and amen. Listen, I'm Randy Coggins II, and I thank you for joining me on this powerful podcast episode about possessing your promised land. And always remember, one word from God can change your entire life. Stay connected with us. Visit randycogginsministries.com and find out everything that's going on in the ministry. Meet me in a city near you. I can't wait to talk to you again. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.